Window there, lovely to talk about flowers. The village of Curry Rival is going to be, well, a lot of flowers in the window there. It's putting on their horticulture skills to the test as they're taking part in the Britain in Bloom competition. It's where communities take part in landscaping and gardening to improve the places where they live. Emily Brown, our reporter, has been to the village to meet the team behind the project.
There are bulbs, summer bulbs, Crocosmia, gladioli. We've got winter bulbs to go in for the spring.
Well, it's that time of year where flowers and shrubs look thick and full of life, particularly in this wonderful sunshine that we've been having. And here in Curry Rival, they've been taking their landscaping and planting to the next level. And that's because for the last couple of years, they've been getting involved in the popular Britain in Bloom competition, which is where villagers have their community planting and landscaping judged. They haven't got long to go now, with only a few hours left. And I'm joined by Gina and Lorraine from Curry Rival in Bloom. Gina, what made you want to start Curry Rival in Bloom? Because you've only been doing it for the last couple of years, haven't you?
Yes, it was part of the parish plan in 2015. They wanted to start Curry Rival in Bloom. So we're an offshoot from the parish council. And the main job was clearing this war memorial, which was very overgrown.
We're standing right by the monument in Curry Rival, and we're surrounded by beautiful flowers, which surround the monument in a semicircle. And the theme is red, white and blue. And you can definitely see that with the colours of the plants this year. So Lorraine, can you tell us a bit about the theme?
The theme is to commemorate the end of the First World War and peace. And this is really dear to our hearts, that we thank the people who were part of that and who have over the years given their life, you know, their energy to look after us and this world. And this is part of our thank you to them.
Do you feel that there is a community spirit with your project?
Oh, enormously. We've just been blown away by the response of the people in the village, how they've donated things, money, time, plants, recycled pots. It's just been amazing, and the children have been involved. We have a five-year-old little boy who comes to help us here.
So it's not just gardeners then?
No, it's people who care.
How have you been coping with the weather? Because obviously you've had, you know, weeks of preparation and we've had this glorious sunshine, but I suppose it's been difficult for your plants as well.
Well, the parish council very kindly put a tap in for us, which had to come across the road. Before that, a very kind neighbour, Mr. Wallace, over the back, let us use a hose from his tap, because otherwise we just couldn't have coped using watering cans crossing that busy road.
Lavender, all growing amongst the plants.
The ladies have just taken me to Curry Rival's allotments, where it is much quieter, but we've got some beautiful raised beds here with some very interesting looking CDs hanging from them. Gina, just explain to us what's going on here.
These were made by the Brownies with recycled materials. The orange little orange bits are top of tablet tubes, just for a bit of colour.
What it feels like is that there's been a lot of recycling elements to this. Do you feel that that's been a particular theme this year, particularly as everyone's awareness of problems with plastic?
Yes, everything we've used has been recycled, all the wood, all our pots around the village have been recycled.
And one thing that we noticed, we've just gone through the main village there, is that everyone has pots and plants outside of their house ready for the judging. It looks like they're all in it to win it.
Oh, in it to win it. Yes, definitely. And the allotment people here are making a big effort with their allotments, and they're tidying everything up just that little bit more, making everyone aware of what's happening and bringing in the community spirit.
We've done it for the village, and the village looks beautiful. And if we don't get gold, it doesn't really matter. No. We'll just try our best next year.
Some of the people from Curry Rival who are hoping that when they get judged today, they come out with a gold to improve on their silver from last year. Thanks to our reporter, Emily Brown, who went to Curry Rival to see how things were getting on. The time now, 8:30.
Travel you can trust. BBC.